Sherwood's cost, less than $5. Both find a low-cost provider such as www.bluehost.com to host their soon-to-be one-page site. Bluehost includes one domain name with the hosting. Sherwood chooses www.shirtsfromfrance.com and Johanna chooses www.yogaclimber.com. For additional domain names, Johanna uses the cheap domain registrar www.domainsinseconds.com. Cost to both, less than $40. Sherwood uses Dreamweaver to create his one-page site advertisement and then creates two additional pages. If someone clicks on the purchase button at the bottom of the first page, it takes them to a second page with pricing, shipping, and handling, and basic contact fields to fill out, including email and phone. Sherwood includes shipping and handling prior to the final order page so that people don't finalize the order just to confirm total pricing. He wants his orders to reflect real orders and not price checkers. If the visitor presses Continue with Order, it takes them to a page that states, "Unfortunately, we are currently on back order, but we'll contact you as soon as we have product in stock. Thank you for your patience." This structure allows him to test the first page ad and his pricing separately. If someone gets to the last page, it is considered an order. Johanna is not comfortable with dry testing, as Sherwood's approach is known, even though it is legal if the billing data isn't captured. She instead hires a designer from www.elance.com for $100 to create a single web page with the content of her one-page ad and an email sign-up for a free top 10 tips list for using yoga for rock climbing. She will consider 60% of the sign-ups as hypothetical orders. Cost to both, less than $150. Both set up simple Google AdWords campaigns with 50 to 100 search terms to simultaneously test headlines while driving traffic to their pages. Their daily budget limits are set at $50 per day. At this segue into PPC testing, I recommend you first visit www.google.com/online-business and then follow along by creating your own account, which should take about 10 minutes. It would be a waste of rainforests to use 10 pages to explain terms that can be understood at a glance online. Sherwood and Johanna decide on the best search terms by using the search term suggestion tools mentioned earlier. Both aim for specific terms when possible: French sailor shirts versus French shirts, yoga for sports versus yoga, for higher conversion rates, the percentage of visitors that purchase, and lower cost per click, CPC. They aim also for second through fourth positioning, but no more than 20 cents CPC.